Hey, everybody. You're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody, it's Crystal, and I am your plant pusher, pushing the dopest plants on you. And today, I had to go dig deep in my childhood to find you, the infamous, the beautiful, the Japanese plum tree, everybody. Okay, look, when I was a kid, we were known, I've told you guys I was raised in Houston, and Houston has a very warm climate. So that's why people from all over the world who enjoy living in warm climates, oftentimes when they come to America, one of the cities they love to go to is Houston. And the reason why is because it's a beautiful international city, lots of traffic, packed with lots of people and food and those from all around the world. With that being said, I grew up climbing lots of trees and eating lots of things, okay? Because we had people from so many parts of the world there, you were introduced to cuisine from all over the world. People were growing things all over the world right there in your backyards, in your neighborhood. So it was really easy to have these beautiful, filling plant experiences right in my own neighborhood and in my community. So one of the ones we used to climb and eat was the Japanese plum. And it's this little golden plum that is probably no bigger than your thumb. And it's super sweet and tasty. I mean, you can just inhale the whole thing and just let the seed go because it's amazing. So let's talk about it here today. So the Japanese plum tree, you know, y'all, they always have a scientific name. And so it has a beautiful scientific name known as the Prunus salicina. Yeah, there you go. It's a fruit tree native to China and Japan. Listen, sometimes I struggle too, okay? Because, you know, hooked on phonics, it does work. It's a member of the family of beautiful trees and it's highly valued for its delicious and juicy fruits. But let's talk about this beautiful Japanese plum tree and what makes it so unique. So what I like about the Japanese plum tree is that they were never too tall. I'm only 4'11", okay? I can only go to so many heights for y'all. And so what I liked as a kid is that the trees were never too tall. You could always climb them and reach the fruit. And so the tree, it's a medium-sized tree. It can reach up to about 20 feet, but most of the ones I came into contact with were about 10 to 15 feet. And when you're a kid, that's not very high. So we're willing to take that risk, okay? But what was dope is that it had a beautiful canopy on it. They have these gorgeous flowers that grow on it as well. They're white with a pink center and they smell beautifully fragrant, just gorgeous. But they're very elegant and very, very, very tasty. You can eat them as well. We did. And I just really love the aroma it brought every spring to the neighborhood. But one of the most just beautiful features of the tree itself for me was the fruit. The fruit is golden. It's a beautiful yellow golden shade of fruit. Literally, it's almost the color of the sun. And so the tree is filled with all these beautiful fruits. Right after you see the flowers and the flowers go ahead and they move on and then you get the beautiful fruit there. And so, like I said, they're about as big as your thumb. But what I loved about them is that the plums are round, almost an oval shape. And they come in a variety of colors. The ones we always saw were yellow, but I've seen purple ones in the current climate I live in. And so they have a sweet and a tangy flavor, but it makes them really popular for eating fresh or whether you want to jam or jelly them. But they're really, really, really good for you because not only is it valued for its delicious fruit, but it has amazing ornamental qualities as well. A lot of people like to cultivate it for their stunning foliage and the beautiful colors. But, you know, some of the leaves, guys, they'll turn shades of red, orange, purple. In the fall, it is so gorgeous for the autumn landscape. So if you are a person that loves to plant beautiful plants, get you a Japanese plum tree because you deserve it. You need to see that beauty all year round. But I love the aesthetic appeal, but I also want to tell you that it plays a significant role in Japanese culture. Oftentimes, it's associated with the arrival of spring and celebrated in its annual festival, where people gather to appreciate the beauty of the beautiful blooming trees. So you have to understand that in some cultures, the love of life and celebration is surrounded by certain plants. I love that. I love cultivating and caring for Japanese plum trees. They do require some pretty attention-specific conditions, but the trees, they basically prefer some well-drained soil, some full sun, and watch them thrive, honey, because I know we didn't do anything to the ones in my neighborhood. We just you know, looked at them a little bit and ate. They survived somehow. But, you know, you want to be in a tropical climate that has some warm, some good rain, well-drained soil, and they really are beautiful. But remember that when it comes to harvesting the fruit, it's important you wait until they are fully ripe before you pick them. You want to be sure you get that maximum sweetness and flavor because the Japanese plum trees are known for their abundant fruit production, providing a really, really bountiful harvest. But you want to make sure that when you cultivate them and when you harvest them, that you have enough to enjoy. So consider making a jelly or a jam. You might want to also consider refrigerating them, baking with them. I might even go as far as pickling because I like when sweet things can be pickled a little bit, put a little razzle dazzle on a salad. I'm all about that. So that's one thing that I really enjoy about them. But this year, I'm going to work really hard on extracting the color from them in order to use it to make product because I'm all about it. It's just kind of my thing. But I want to tell you that if you've never tried a beautiful, beautiful Japanese plum, you're missing out. And also remember that around the world, and even just right here in your own backyard, that there are fruit trees and vegetables that grow around you every day. And oftentimes those were put there so that people could have something tasty to eat. I visited a golf course, I think I told you guys about once, and they were saying that, you know, historically there were not restaurants on golf courses. You know, people played the sport and, you know, went home. But in one particular, they planted a bunch of fruit trees so that while people were playing golf, they could eat pears and apples and, you know, continue playing golf and move on. So people, what we define now as fast food was not the original fast food. The original fast food was whatever was growing around you. Wild grapes, pears, apples, berries. You know, in some special places, bananas, these Japanese plum trees and more. So while the fruit was growing wild, you could harvest and snack on what you wanted as it came in season. So it really goes back to the beautiful basics of eating what's in season and eating what's growing around you. So I want to encourage you, if you have not had the opportunity to experience a Japanese plum, you just look. Sink your teeth in. And I'm going to ask you to try the yellow one first because it's one of my favorites. The red and purple ones are good too, but the yellow is my ultimate favorite. Yes, yellow is my favorite color, but that's not why. I love the texture and I love the mouthfeel of it. I wonder if I need to make a turnover out of that. Don't get me started because y'all making me hungry. Listen, my name is Crystal. I'm your plant pusher, pushing the dopest plants on you. And I'm so glad you stopped by. Because now you got to push it real good. And so stay tuned. I can't wait to talk to you again. I'm your plant pusher. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.